910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The Harris campaign estimates 15,000 people filled an airport hangar in Detroit to hear from Vice President Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz.
Unlike Donald Trump, I will always put the middle class and working families first.
Also on the campaign trail, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, who was asked why the former president seems to intentionally misspell and mispronounce the vice president's first name.
Look, I think the president, obviously, he loves to give people nicknames, and I think that he's going to keep on doing that. I would be shocked if this is the last nickname he gives her before the end of the election.
J.D. Vance in Wisconsin today. Taylor Swift's three concerts in Vienna this week are canceled. Two suspects have been arrested, accused of plotting to launch an attack in the area. Stocks close lower again today, the Dow down more than 200 points. This is ABC News. A United Nations investigation largely corroborates Israeli claims.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees firing nine of its employees in Gaza, saying it found, quote, sufficient evidence they may have been involved in Hamas's deadly October 7th attack on Israel. The UN's internal investigation and firings came after Israel accused the agency of turning a blind eye to at least a dozen staffers it said took part in Hamas's killing spree. Israel says it gave UNRWA the names of over 100 employees it says are members of Hamas or other terrorist groups. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
At least two people are dead after the partial collapse of a hotel on Germany's Mosel River. Officials in England say a memorial garden will be created in London's Regent's Park to commemorate the life of the late Queen Elizabeth II. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings and, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz campaigning in Eau Claire today.
When Vice President Harris and I and everyone here talks about freedom, we mean the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions. And for all of our little ones to be free to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in their classroom.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance also speaking in Eau Claire today. The latest Marquette Law School poll this afternoon shows Harris and Donald Trump in a statistical tie among registered voters, 50% for Trump and 49% for Harris. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is pleading not guilty to charges at an inmate's death. Randall Hepp is charged with felony misconduct in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone, and then William comes up big after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and you know that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing in a preseason preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
As Matt LaFleur with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s with a few showers and thunderstorms. And more rain possible tomorrow in the morning, then clearing out for the afternoon, breezy and cooler. Highs upper 60s to 70. On Friday, maybe a pop-up shower, high only low 60s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Christian nationalism's influence on Project 2025 and what that could mean for America. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
A big peeny geegee thank you for, you know, letting people know that I'm right once a day, you know, even though a clock doubles twice a day, a stop clock, I'm right once a day. Hey, why am I jazzed? Why am I excited, Haley? I'm talking a little more with a little more earnest today. We just came back from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
We sure did. Yeah, we were, you know, really grateful enough to be a part of today's press out in Eau Claire, Wisconsin for the Harris Walls rally. And oh, my goodness, was that electric.
Yeah, it was super fun. There were over almost 13,000 people there. And we'll be popping up some video and clips on AM 950 Native Roots Radio Facebook page to see the enormous crowd. It was well above what they expected.
Yes. And people from all ages and from all corners of the state of Wisconsin. And yeah, it's, you know, it was great to be back on Ho-Chunk tribal land, and great to be supporting hopefully our next president and vice president of the United States.
Well, we got a jam-packed show. We got our friend Arvina Martin, who is a big-time politician out in Wisconsin, and we love having her on. And then we're also going to talk about Wakan Teepee a little bit here. But before we get to our groovy guest here, why don't we, if we can, let's play get everyone fired up, Haley, and let's play a little portion of what we experienced today.
One of the best parts of this job is going to be, I can't wait till the debate. I've done this enough, and I know bullies, and I'm not a name caller, but what I am as a teacher, I observe things. So I want to tell you, what I observed and you observed about these guys when you see them, that it's a very clear thing. Yes, they are creepy and weird as hell. You see it. This is not normal. This is not normal behavior. Nobody's asking for this crazy stuff. So I'll tell you what. You heard it from the vice president. You heard her talk about this. We're sure the hell not going back. We're not going back. We're not going back.
We're not going back.
No, we are not.
Thanks for that little taste. We have a little more when we get to Arvina and really start talking politics. But hey, we have our friend Claire Carroll, who's the manager, the communications manager for Waukon Teepee. Our friends, and we've had on over, I want to say the last 8 years, we've had somebody from Waukon Teepee on to check in, and we got this great thing happening. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm excited to be on the show.
Right on. And you said show like a true Minnesotan. I caught that accent. That's awesome. You betcha.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there it was. Hey, tell our audience what's happening. And I do believe I went to the last one, and I'm trying to remember where it was, but there was music and vendors, and it was very cool. And I nabbed it, a pollinator t-shirt myself, you know, because I don't have enough t-shirts, Haley.
Right. Yeah, Claire, what's going on this weekend? There's something really fun going on. This is the 2024 Pollinator Festival at Waukon Teepee Wanyakapi. Let's talk a little bit more about what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, so this is our 7th annual Pollinator Festival happening this weekend, Sunday, August 11th. From 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. over at Lake Phelan. I believe the exact address is 1600 Phelan Drive, over by the Pavilion and Amphitheater. It is a chance for really the whole Eastside community to come together and to celebrate environmental stewardship, education, and Indigenous cultures and the Indigenous people who steward the Eastside community. So we'll have tons of vendors, live music, programs throughout the day. And this is probably the biggest one that we will have had so far, in terms of how many people are planning on coming, how many vendors we're going to be having. So all of us at Waukon Teepee, we're really, really excited.
Yeah, it is exciting. And I want to talk, we've had a few of your musicians on our show over the years, and That was super chill last year to just sit down and hang out and enjoy nature.
Yeah, this year our musicians, we've got two, we like to call them the Jadas. They're kind of, I think this is like at least the third, maybe fourth year in a row that they've performed at our Pollinator Festival, Jada Lynn. And then Downtown Jada Brown. They are both amazing. Everybody loves the Jadas. And then we are also going to be having Heesh come and play for us. She's coming down from North Dakota. And I believe she has played at Pollinator Festival before, just not last year. And then we're also going to be having Kobe Provost or Kobe Jordan, who is coming up from Sioux Falls. And I heard that this is his Minnesota music debut. So it'll be cool to hear him perform at the festival as well.
Oh. And not only music, but I remember tabling. You can name some of the people that'll be tabling there along with Waukon Teepee.
Yeah, so we've got tons of vendors. A lot of different Native organizations are going to be there, like McGeezy, Indigenous Food Lab. And we're making it a goal this year, or I guess a requirement, that all of the vendors, everybody tabling, has to lead a different activity. So this whole festival is really, we want to get people engaged. We want people to learn about the organizations that are doing this work. We want people to learn about the environment that they live in. And so there's going to be a lot of really fun activities. No matter where you go, there's going to be something fun to do. We've got different environmental orgs, local orgs like Urban Roots, who we partner with a lot, Metro Blooms. Oh my gosh, who else? There's so many. I can't think of all of them right now off the top of my head. Community Members for Environmental Justice. And then also some different Native vendors as well. So people selling beadwork. We're going to have Willard Mailbear from Iktomi Tattoo, the Fry Bread Sisters beadwork. So lots of different vendors, activities, and then things for people to buy as well.
Wow, we know those people that you speak of, and it's exciting. I think last year, didn't they have some tours too? Or is that part of, are they doing that again?
Yeah, so a big draw for this event is definitely our plant walks. And we're going to be having two separate plant walks this year. The morning plant walk is going to be led by Luke and Linda Black Elk, who have led, I'm pretty sure they've been at Pollinator Festival pretty much every year. And they're going to be leading the walk alongside Alexis Nicole, who most people know as the Black Forager. She is amazing, and we are so excited to have her at our festival this year. And then in the afternoon, we are going to have another plant walk led by Shane Alden, also known as the Wild Dryad. He's really cool. And he came to Pollinator Festival last year as a guest. And he'll be leading that walk alongside Gabby Manuman, our restoration manager.
Quickly, we got only 10 seconds left. Website, Facebook.
WakanTepe.org, Facebook, WakanTepe.
Pina Gigi, Claire, thanks for coming on. Let's do this again real soon. You guys do great work. Pina Gigi.
Yeah, thank you so much.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. Whether it's cracks in your existing sidewalks, steps, chimney restoration, or a whole new project, you can trust our team to ensure satisfaction through detailed planning and precision. Native Concrete and Masonry is a Native American-owned business, and we have worked with our clients throughout the Twin Cities metro area. We work closely with our clients to accomplish our initiatives. Learn more at NativeConcreteMasonry.com.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we have our great friend Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, on today. And I guess we're going to talk a little politics. Hey, Haley and I were in Eau Claire. We crossed the border and made it into Eau Claire and got to see Kamala and our governor from Minnesota and the governor from Wisconsin, who it looks like everybody loves. It was just a great, Tammy Baldwin was there. It was amazing. Welcome, Arvina.
Thank you for having me. I definitely had some serious FOMO about feeling like I was the only person in Wisconsin not in Eau Claire today. So I hope you guys had a blast. From what I saw on TV, it looked like, you know, a resounding success.
There were 13,000 people there, and I don't know if you've been to, it used to be like a fairground place for Eau Claire, and it was jam-packed. Not everyone got into the area. There was a big TV screen, so there was a good 5,000-7,000 people that were outside watching it outside of the bowl, the area, watching it on a big screen.
Yeah, actually, I think that one of my brothers said that he couldn't get in. And I think he must have had to go to the overflow area, and that there were people who were just parking their cars on the side of the road and walking because there wasn't going to be any better. You know, there was no more parking.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds, the speeches were great. I think this is a great team. You know, you can already see that they have a, you know, a connection. And I think that they're going to work together really well.
Well, as a former high school teacher myself, I can kind of tell when people are faking it. But it seems like Vice President Harris is energized and a real legitimate smile on her face. I mean, when Governor Walz is talking, I mean, I just kind of noticed the body language. It's like, wow, they really gel.
Yeah, I was thinking too that she almost had like kind of like a proud mom look on her face. You know, even though they are the same age, I believe he's 6 months older than she is. But what I likened it to is like she was like, this is my choice. And she knew he was great, and then heard all of and saw, you know, the entire facility full of people, you know, seeing and witnessing him do great, like she knew he would. I don't know. That's kind of the vibe I got too. So,
well, it's crazy for a couple reasons for us. I was in shock when it happened, Arvina. I was not thinking that, because Minnesota being a blue state, I was not thinking that they would pick Walz, Governor Walz. And then in the morning, I was on my morning walk at 7:30, and my phone started blowing up. And I was like, well, I also had people send me videos out there. They're not living in the governor's mansion. They're living a few blocks from me by the Mississippi, the person that's the head of the University of Minnesota's house they're staying at. And there was black SUVs coming in and out of there the night before, and people were going, what's happening here? And they sent me these videos, and it was like, it can't be. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I had been talking with other people who work in politics, and somebody had sent the group chat that there were rumors that there were Secret Service parked outside the governor's house. And so I was like, this has to be it. So I was rooting for him too. I know I've mentioned it, but despite, you know, Wisconsin and Minnesota being neighbors, you know, I don't live in a Minnesota media market, so I don't hear a lot about him. Mm-hmm. So a couple of weeks ago, you know, when he kind of first came on the scene and started doing talking head interviews with all of the cable networks and everything, the more I was like, this guy's pretty great. He's sharp. He's empathetic. He's kind, you know, and seems, I mean, it's kind of a weird word to describe a vice presidential candidate, but neighborly.
Yeah. I think that's one of the words that they kind of use today even.
Yeah. I mean, I saw memes too of people saying, you know, Governor Tim Walz is the guy that comes over to mow your lawn, you know, yeah, and like brings a casserole or hot dish on Wednesday. Well, you know, it was all so wholesome.
I should have known this, but this came out too, is that his first teaching job was in Pine Ridge.
Yeah, I saw reservation. That too.
I was like, what? And it's fun too, because we used to see him, and I'd be able to text him or call him and trying to get him on the show. And then whenever we'd see him in person, he'd come up and ask me how Wendy was doing, and he knew my name. And I really impressed Haley when she first started working with us, didn't I, Haley?
Yeah, you did. Well, he really just is that guy. He is a good, genuine, kind person. And I will say this is something I saw on Twitter. I'm not going to call it X. I'm going to call it Twitter. But someone said that they were longtime neighbors and raised their kids next door to the Walzes. And they said, you know, Tim is just the guy that he is portrayed, you know, in the news. That's genuinely him. Like, he really is that person. It's not a front. It's not a political, you know, face. That really is him. And, you know, I think genuine good people are the people we need in office.
Well, Arvina, you know what's going to happen, too, is that I will not be able to text or get a response from the lieutenant governor anymore because she might be governor.
Yeah. I mean, that I'm not going to lie. That was always a selling point to me as part of his vice candidate, you know, his potential as a vice presidential nominee. I knew what that meant for you guys. And I told everybody, if this happens, if we can pull this off, you know, I will drive up to the cities and be there for her inauguration, for her swearing in as well. Have to be there for that.
Well, I was really proud of my Chuseok. We were there today, and I didn't put my ribbon shirt on because Arvina, I have a really nice ribbon shirt, but it's red. So I thought, I'm not going to put that on. I'll put my Resist Native Roots Radio shirt on. But Haley had a beautiful ribbon skirt that she had made on today, and we were representing out there.
That's awesome. I mean, it sounds like there were, from my Facebook feed, I saw several pictures of ribbon skirts. So, you know, we're part of Wisconsin and Minnesota too. So we should, when we go to these events, you know, rep who we are. And I think that's awesome. And the campaigns see that and see who's coming out to come out and greet their candidate. And, you know, they want to make sure that they're listening to the people that are listening to them.
Yeah.
listening circle. I don't know.
Good one. And I was on a radio show. The Civic Media was having a show out there, and I jumped on, and, you know, I was goofy. I wasn't as serious as I am here on Native Roots Radio, but one of the callers called in and they said they listened to Native Roots Radio and they love it. And they mentioned you too. So I'm just going,
oh my goodness.
We're like famous in Wisconsin too, Arvina, because of you. Yeah.
I forget radio and not like a podcast or something. I was flipping my hair.
So. Well, these last 2 weeks could not, you know, it's weird. You know what I do for my real job, and it's like, it really has energized that too. And I did not realize I was kind of down when Joe was kind of struggling there at the end before he handed it over to the vice president. But I am energized about everything in my life. Isn't that weird?
It's amazing what even lightening the load of existential doom will do to a person.
That's it, right? That's there. It.
You know, like, I'm only half joking, you know, because I feel like I've even talked about that, like, with my therapist, to be like, look, everything's crumbling and everything I care about is dying. You know, it just seems to, it takes, you know, the energy is what we need. Sorry to change tracks mid-sentence, but that, because we all have to get out there and we all need to make sure that we are registered to vote, that we make sure we know how we're going to vote. If we're going to go vote absentee, or if we're going to go to the polls on election day, what are the options available to us? You know, I always vote absentee because I usually have candidates to help on election day. And it's nice to get that out of the way and know my vote is there, it's in, it's going to be counted. But we need to go out and do that. And then we need to tell all of our friends and family that they need to get out and vote too. Because otherwise all of the excitement is for naught. And we want to make good use of this energy that we all have.
Yeah, definitely. And I like that idea of us and maybe helping people that are listening, vote early and help people that need help to go to the poll and show them how quick it is. And Arvina, this last 2 weeks have been amazing, and we're going to spend the next two segments with you. So we're really excited here on Native Roots Radio to have Arvina Martin on. And, you know, you're our people listening.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The Harris campaign estimates 15,000 people filled an airport hangar in Detroit to hear from Vice President Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz.
Unlike Donald Trump, I will always put the middle class and working families first.
Also on the campaign trail, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, who was asked why the former president seems to intentionally misspell and mispronounce the vice president's first name.
Look, I think the president, obviously, he loves to give people nicknames, and I think that he's going to keep on doing that. I would be shocked if it's the last nickname he gives her before the end of the election.
J.D. Vance in Wisconsin Today. Taylor Swift's three concerts in Vienna this week are canceled. Two suspects have been arrested, accused of plotting to launch an attack in the area. Stocks closed lower again today, the Dow down more than 200 points. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has its first LGBTQ historical landmark. It honors Josie Carter, a black transgender woman who defended the Black Knight Tavern in Milwaukee during an outbreak of violence in 1961. The Wisconsin Historical Society plans up to 30 new markers telling the stories of underrepresented communities across the state. Misconceptions about elections are proving hard to overcome. A bipartisan group in Wisconsin is trying. Former Republican Congressman Scott Klug is a member of the Democracy Defense Project. He says he likes the system in Nebraska, where poll workers are summoned, like jury duty.
I think that's a great model because what it does is it shows people on the ground level of how the system really works.
Pollster Dave Sackett says many security steps voters say they want are already in place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, it's not a powerhouse in college sports, but Florida International Stadium will have one of the coolest names in college football. Armando Christian Perez, also known as Pitbull, has purchased naming rights for the school stadium. The creator of hits such as Give Me Everything and Timber paid $6 million for the rights to have the stadium bear his name over 5 years. The entrepreneur and philanthropist who did not attend college himself says he purchased the rights to inspire the community and create opportunities. Pitbull probably could have adopted a highway for far less cash. Theater fans are giving their regards to Broadway. Deadline reports that Broadway is having a stellar year with hits like Oh Mary and The Outsiders. The former is a comedy about Mary Todd Lincoln. The show has been pulling in $1 million a week since mid-July. And The Outsiders, a musical based on S.E. Hinton's book from 1967, is setting attendance records. In its 11th week of the current season, Broadway has taken in almost $370 million. That's the kind of money that makes you want to sing and dance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s with a few showers and thunderstorms. And more rain possible tomorrow in the morning, then clearing out for the afternoon, breezy and cooler. Highs upper 60s to 70. On Friday, maybe a pop-up shower, high only low 60s. Currently at 62 degrees.
I know I'm ready to start my opioids recovery journey because I've got courage, support, and meds. Yeah, meds. See, opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, kind of like heart disease or diabetes. And now, there are effective meds out there that work to curb the cravings. And, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I found out that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Learn how medications can help you, too, at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the punk band Radio for Pets, who will blow the roof off the joint live in the studio, and Milwaukee-based actress and comedian Alicia Alstetter.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Hey, I... Go ahead, Haley. Wow. Calling them all. And again, I got to witness, Arvina, how much the state of Wisconsin loves Governor Evers. Just by, I think he got the biggest applause out of her shout outs.
Well, I mean, he's also a teacher. So he kind of, and is very, you know, he's kind of grandfatherly, I think, to a lot of the public, and you know, it's his version of Tim Walz, you know, just a little, maybe with an accent, a Wisconsin accent.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we have our own Minnesota accent too. That's very similar. You betcha, Arvina.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, come with.
Yeah.
Haley, Arvina, inspiring. These 2 weeks have been amazing. If there was a little gray cloud over my head and I was in denial about the election, the gray cloud is gone.
Yeah, I would say so. And I guess I can't really say more than that at this point. I mean, it seems like it's been months too. It kind of sounds shocking to hear that it was just 2 weeks ago that everything changed.
Wow
is right. I Haley, you got to be stoked here too, because you were too young to get the Obama vibe. And really, when I went to see Obama, it changed my world and the way I wanted to vote. Wendy was, believe it or not, Haley, Wendy, my wife, everyone knows out there, she was a bigger Obama fan than I was in the beginning. And sure. I was, you know, and she turned me on to Obama.
Yeah, well, I think I've told this story maybe a couple times recently, but yeah, when Obama was running for president, I was in elementary school. So oh. Yeah, I do remember, you know, just getting introduced to politics and kind of what that was about and learning about elections in elementary school. But I remember election night and, you know, it was past my bedtime, so I had to go to bed. But my mom woke me up in the middle of the night and told me that Obama was definitely going to be our next president. And just the excitement around a presidential election, I have not felt anything like that during any of my times that I've been able to vote in a presidential election, just the past two here, really. But yeah, the excitement that that was gathered for Barack Obama, I think this is, this kind of is peaking the same excitement levels. So I'm excited. They're really targeting the Gen Z population, which, you know, will have the larger population for voters here come this next election. So it's really important that we're talking to each other. And, you know, this race isn't about which side, it's which side is better. It just, you know, who has correct morals is really what this is about. It's not about policy. It's this, there's a lot on the line. And, you know, I think Gen Z is ready to just have a change, have something positive and something that can create hope for us as a population to just have a future and a good future at that.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to remind everyone again, we're here with Haley. You just heard Haley Cherry, the producer of Native Roots Radio, but we're here with Arvina Martin, executive director of Emerge Wisconsin. And again, we love the energy. We love talking to you. This is not going to be peaking out here. We have more of a climb to do when it comes to being in, really stoked, because we haven't even done the DNC yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw some, I think it was Marist had a poll today that showed Kamala's lead, or Kamala, you know, definitely making more inroads into certain communities. I think she has white voters at like 46%, or which is higher than Obama or Biden.
Wow.
With white voters. And you know, that this is not even including, like, the poll was done before Governor Walz was announced as her vice presidential running mate. So, you know, we're likely to see some new, you know, some movement in public opinion based off of that. Then the DNC, it feels like we have, you know, this is like the longest presidential race in history based on, you know, when the two nominees were originally decided. But in this past like 2 weeks, and then in the next 2 weeks, we will have packed so much campaign into a 1 month period. It blows my mind, actually, that it has gone this way and has just been almost universally, you know, approved of. It's baffling.
Yeah, it makes you think maybe we should, one European country only, what, I can't remember if it's France or somewhere like that, only has a month long campaign. And also, I think they're, don't quote me on this, but I think they're also, the government pays for the ads and things like that, makes it more even keel. One of the things too, I don't know if this is true. There's two things I want to ask Haley. One of them is, you said in 24 hours there was another $20 million donated after Walz was, did I read that somewhere, Haley?
I'm not sure on the exact number, but I mean, I can speak. I definitely donated another, I think, $10. So I think it was
$36 million.
Wow. Yeah.
Good.
And then Arvina, you're kind of like this too. You don't need a teleprompter, but that was one of the things that I heard that Walz said that he doesn't need. And that was interesting because him and our lieutenant governor are such good speakers and motivated and on top of things and diverse and can talk about any situations. It's always freaked me out when the governor would come and talk about Native issues and be right on and not be really vague, but really dig right in there and talk about real stuff.
I wonder if that is part of his teaching, you know, having to kind of come off as a certain kind of authority, but also to like have command of what he's talking about. And I wonder if his, you know, the fact that his profession is teaching, that contributes to his ability to really engage, which includes knowing who he's talking to, you know, mm-hmm. and knowing his audience. And actually I made the comment last night. I was watching with one of my cousins, and and I was like, wow, like he did an incredible job, and he had gotten the call like how many hours earlier? Like that, he gave a really great speech with little to no time to practice. So that, you know, had to be a great, like, he must have a great relationship with whoever works with him on his speeches. Because I'm sure that was, you know, shorthand and cribbed, and he was able to draw out everything in order to put together a really great sounding speech.
Well, and you would know because you're executive director of Emerge Wisconsin and you teach people that. So that's a really good insight. Yeah. I'm just really happy, and it's amazing. And I don't know how many vice presidents have had come out of Wisconsin, but this could be our third one, Humphrey, Mondale, and Walls. Or am I counting my chickens before they're hatched? Ho, wah.
Well, we're knocking on wood, or the fake wood on my fake wood desk. But hopefully, you know, maybe that instead of land of 10,000 lakes, you guys can be land of three vice presidents or land of vice presidents.
Oh, maybe. Geez. Yeah. So how many have come out
pretty
of Wisconsin?
Festive sounding, I'd say.
How many have come out of Wisconsin?
Oh, I don't think any. We've had just Paul Ryan as a running mate.
Okay.
And that didn't go over very well.
That's all right. You can always throw back in my face about the championships and football.
Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, Super Bowl rings. We do have one NFL championship in 1969 before the two leagues merge, but I guess that doesn't count you guys in Wisconsin. Oh, wow.
I don't know. Right, I have to do my research.
We just got dark. We're gonna have to come back and lighten it up with Arvina Martin, and this is Native Roots Radio, executive director of Emerge Wisconsin, and our producer Haley Cherry, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, Matt McNeil here. I've had people ask if my son Charlie took our RAV4 from Rudy Luther Toyota on a cross-country road trip, and indeed he did. He headed west and saw the national parks of South Dakota, Montana, Utah, California, Arizona, Colorado, and then back home. He drove 5,000 miles, the RAV4 performed great, and he had a fantastic time. Not only was the RAV4 great on long highway stretches, but it easily handled the back roads too. And with the RAV4 Hybrid, the fuel efficiency was incredible, saving him a ton. Test drive the RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Oh.
Hey, we hear some speeches going on in the background there, Arvina.
I'm so embarrassed. I can't find the remote control to my TV, and it's so I couldn't shut it off. I can't find the thing, and it's Stephen Miller yelling at Ari Melber. He just told him Ari Melber's trying to interview him, and he just told him that he cares more about democracy than Ari Melber does. And so
I know you are, but what am I?
I know, right? So I kind of gasped and you might have heard that gasp.
Well, hey, we are here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. And what does this do for Emerge Wisconsin when you see so much positivity coming out of these? And I think that's a big difference, too, because you have really the negative side of this, the MAGAs that are negative and they're not for anything and they want to tear you down. And then you have this big breath of fresh air with Kamala and Walz.
Yeah, I mean, and I really appreciate that they are leaning into the joyfulness of this. And how, I mean, we have been experiencing, I mean, not just actually experiencing a global pandemic, but also have been fear-mongered for the better part of a decade. And it's exhausting. I mean, we've talked about the relief that we felt, you know, and I think that people, the message is resonating. And I think that gives people hope that things are going to go back to settle into a new kind of normal, and that there won't be all of this vitriol and all of these stands and more fear mongering, you know, and more divisive tactics. And I think that will make people want to run for office. You know, I have spoken with so many people that would be amazing candidates and would be, you know, amazing public servants to the communities in which they live. And, you know, asking them about it, they're like, no, I don't want death threats. I don't want my family getting death threats. And that, I mean, if threats of violence are causing people not to participate in their own democracy, whether it's through voting or through running for office, you know, that's a huge threat to our entire system, you know, and again, that's the whole existential dread that I was talking about that kind of just exists. And having this joyful and positive, and you know, we all have similarities, and why not bond over those and then appreciate our differences, you know, and that just seems like such a right, you know, we're all so tired and we're all so exhausted, you know, I guess people are starting to think about, you know, we're all in this together and we can work together and make things better, and it's not all for naught.
That was a lot. No, and that's why you're such good radio, because that was a lot, but that's a lot to unwind. And hopefully, Arvina, that maybe if we can win a resounding election here as the blue, and the 70-year-old leader of this mega cult is no longer around or able to run again and might even be in jail, maybe this can settle back into the way it was, in a sense of there's small differences, but we're all here for the people in the country. And I mean, there's big differences too, don't get me wrong. But
yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's everything about Donald Trump's arrival onto the political scene has been like unprecedented, or you know, breaking some kind of societal norm that we have, and nothing has changed. But he's had such a huge impact on, I mean, honestly, the entire planet. And And I'm thinking about, you know, theoretically, like, what if he's not around anymore for whatever reason, you know, who, what happens to that movement? And, you know, is there an heir apparent? I mean, I'm sure J.D. Vance, who I'm pretty sure Governor Walz referred to as J.V. Vance, which I love.
The couch reference too. Jeez,
that also destroyed me. I couldn't believe it was happening. But it's interesting to think about what that movement looks like without its leader. I mean, I'm thinking power vacuum and lots of infighting between the people that want to be seen as the heir apparents. But I guess I don't know more than that. You know, like I said, everything is so wild and unprecedented. And I remember being on the radio on Wisconsin Public Radio during the 2016 Republican primary. And, you know, they asked what my guess was. And I was like, oh, Trump will drop out once they say he has to turn over his tax records. The nominee will be Ted Cruz or something. And like, none of that happened, you know? Oh. So he just defies conventional wisdom. I'm sure that when he is no longer here, that process will also continue to defy, you know, convention.
Oh my goodness, that just gives me back nightmares. I kept on each, in 2016, each Republican primary, I kept on saying to Wendy, don't worry, he won't win again. He can't win. And he kept winning. So that was my nightmare. That happened. He was running because Gwen Stefani made more money on him than he did in The Apprentice. And do you remember that the first day? It was just like he said that about the Mexicans were all rapists, and he also said that that he could shoot somebody down Main Street here in New York City, and no one would do anything to him, and he got more votes. After he said those, he got fired from The Apprentice, but he got more votes.
I also want to point out that he did lose the, like, you know, the popular vote.
That's right.
So, yeah.
By 3 million.
Electoral College. Whee!
Yeah, 3 million votes. That's right. He's never won the popular vote. And
no.
8 million and 3 million and, yeah, it's just, again, you know, I just have to give a shout out to Hillary Clinton, because she's really cracked the glass ceiling, and now Kamala's breaking it. And I feel bad because, you know, they had the press had a 30-year war on Hillary, and that no woman or person should ever have that.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was in middle school during that election, and I remember her being attacked for saying, I don't stay home and bake cookies, you know, and then villainized for using her role as first lady to come up with what was a precursor to, you know, the Affordable Care Health Care Act. And she did a giant policy initiative as the first lady, exactly. and got attacked for it. It's wild.
Yeah, well, she'll always go down in history as really predicting everything Trump would do during that debate, and he did do it, and he is trying to do it, and that's why we're happy, because it's going to be blocked again, Arvina.
I sure hope it's blocked. We got a lot of work to do in the next 90 days.
Absolutely. Go Wisconsin. We're going to help you out here as much as we can. Again, Arvina Martin, thank you.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have highlights from Vice President Harris's rally in Western Wisconsin and our Women Win Wisconsin visit powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal.
Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.